Chinese stock markets have fallen sharply and recovered somewhat after government intervention that blocked some trades and encouraged others. People with stock accounts in China are worried. This investor has years of experience, but now feels nervous all over and wonders how can we stand. U.S. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew says strong government control over markets can hamper the economy, but he says it also means China will probably not export its problems to other nations.
China's markets are still pretty much separated from world markets. They're obviously moving towards being more integrated, but right now they're not.
Scholar Derek Scissors says there are fewer links between China's stock market and its core economy than there are in other nations.
90 million people have stock accounts, which sounds like a lot until you remember that's 1.3 billion who don't have stock accounts.
Rising stock prices make investors feel wealthy, sparking consumer spending and economic growth. Falling prices cut this growth. But in China, this wealth effect is limited by the small proportion of the population that holds stocks. Speaking via Skype, PNC Bank economist Bill Adams says there is a limited correlation between stocks and growth in China, and growth is slowing but remains strong.
We're still expecting real GDP growth of between 6.5% and 7% in 2015.
China is changing slowly from a heavily centralized industrialized economy to a more market and consumer-oriented one. Secretary Liu worries market chaos could derail reforms that could help growth.
It will lead to slower, but hopefully sustainable level of growth, which will also improve the economic conditions for Chinese people and be a boost to the global economy.
So Liu says it is critical for Beijing to respond to stock turmoil in ways that make the economy more market-oriented. But Scissors says right now, China is headed in the other direction. Jim Randall, VOA News, Washington.